Good morning, everyone. Today's parak is Parak Zion of Hilchos Deos, the final parak in Hilchos Deos. In it, the Rambam will detail all the various laws of Lashon Hara, as well as a few other los assays. And while this might seem like a condensed version of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, we have to appreciate what the Rambam has done here for us. He's culled from all the earlier sources of Torah Shebaal Peh, and in a concise, cohesive, coherent fashion, explicated on all the laws of Lashon Hara. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim, as well as any other work written after the Rambam, drew heavily from that which the Rambam codifies over here. Without further ado, let's begin the parak. Halacha Aleph. Hamirago bechaveiro, over below sase. Somebody who simply carries tales about his friend has violated a negative command already with that. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, lo seilech racho v'amecha. You shouldn't be a talebearer amongst your people. V'aval pisha ein lokin al davar zeh. And even though one does not get lashes from Beis Din for this sin, Avon Gadolhu, it is a tremendous sin. Vigorim laharog nevashos rabos miYisrael, and it leads to the death of many members of Klal Yisrael. Lekach nismach lo v'lo samorat amreyecha. And in fact, for this reason, the Torah placed it next to the pasuk of "You should not stand idly by while the blood of your friend is spilled." Seul mad ma'ir ledoeg adomi. Go back to Sefer Shmuel and recall that which happened with Doeg HaAdomi, how he spoke negatively about Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, in Nov, and led to many, many members of Klal Yisrael being murdered. Halacha Beis, Ezehu Rachel. Now, who counts as a talebearer? Zeh shetoin dvarim v'holich mizeh lezeh. This is somebody who gathers with him the words that he has, the matters he has about a particular individual, and he goes from this one to that one. V'omar kach amar ploni, kach shemati al ploni. This is what so-and-so said. This is what I heard about so-and-so. Even though what you're saying is true, you are destroying the world with your words. Now there is a sin which is much worse than even this terrible sin. And it's under the rubric of this particular osase, and that is negative speech. And that is if you speak in the degradation of your friend, you speak negatively about him, even though you're saying the truth. And if you say falsehood, nikramoti shemra al chaver, then you're called just speaking false rumors, slandering your friend. You're libeling him. Avbal lashon hara, who is somebody who speaks lashon hara? Ze sheyoshev omer kach v'kach asaploni, v'kach v'kach hayu avosav, v'kach v'kach shemati lav, v'amar dvarim shel gnai. Unlike a plain rachil who simply is carrying tales about an individual, which is already a low sas and a terrible sin that destroys the world, Rambam tells us. A baal lashon hara is somebody who speaks negatively. He sits there and he pontificates, oh, do you know what this guy had done? Do you know who he is? Do you know who his fathers are? And he speaks disparagingly about such an individual. Al zeh amar kasav, about such an individual, the pasuk says, yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakos lashon medaberes gedolos. About such an individual, the pasuk says that Hashem will cut him off, all those who are smooth talking, whose tongues just talk about exaggerated fashion, about all the different matters which people are interested in hearing about, who speak in arrogance, so them Hashem will cut off. Halacha Gimel, Amru Chacham, Chazal taught us, Shalosh Averos Nifran Min Adam Bolam Hazeh, a person gets paid back in this world for three particular violations, V'ein Lo Chelek Lom Haba, and moreover, he loses his share in the world to come. If you had to guess, what would these three be? Avodas Kochavim, V'gilai Rayos, U'Shvichas Damim. These are, of course, idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. If we recall, back from Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, the fifth parak, Rambam had taught us that these three sins are Yag Val Yavor. It's better that a person give up his life rather than violate them. V'lashon hara k'neged kulam, and the sin of negative speech is opposite all of them. It's equal to all of them. Can you imagine how bad lashon hara is? V'od amru chachamim, Chazal furthermore said, kol ha'mesaper b'lashon hara ki'ilu kofer b'iker. Anybody who speaks negatively about his friend, it's as if he has denied the foundations of our faith. He's a heretic. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, after all, asher amru l'shoninu nagbiris v'asinu itanu mi'adom lanu. Those who speak lashon hara, the pasuk describes them as saying, we can do whatever we want with our speech. We can say whatever we want. After all, who's a master over us? You've denied God. Chazal furthermore say, Shlosha lashon hara horeges. Three people are killed by the sin of lashon hara. Ha'omro, the one who says it. Ha'makablo, the one who accepts it. V'zeh she'omer alav, and of course, the poor victim who's spoken about. Ha'makablo yoser min ha'omro. The Rambam tells us that the one who accepts it, in fact, is more condemned than the one who even speaks it. Halacha dalet. Now there are some matters which aren't lashon hara proper, but are considered the dust, so to speak, of lashon hara, that they're somehow connected to lashon hara, as we'll see each one individually. Ketzad, the Rambam's going to illustrate. If somebody says, Who says that somebody should keep on acting as he's acting now? O Shiomer, Shiskumi Ploni. Don't talk about this individual. Ani Rotelodia Mayra Umahaya. I don't want to know more what happened. I don't need to hear about it. In those cases, what you've done is implying that there's something negative about this person. There's something negative about him that could be shared, and you just don't want to hear it. Vikyoti Dvar Ma'ilu, or anything along these lines. V'chol Masaber B'tovas Chaver B'fnei Sonov. And another example, if somebody speaks positively about an individual in front of that individual's enemies, Hareza Avak Lashnar, that too is Avak Lashnar. Shezet Gorim Lahem Shisaper B'gnuso. Because if you speak positively about somebody that you know the person who's listening doesn't like, they're going to respond back and say, oh yeah, you think he's so great, don't you know how bad he is? And you're going to cause Lashon Hara to be said. And therefore, what you've said is already defined as Avak Lashon Hara. V'azeh inyan Amar Shlomo, and about this matter, Shlomo has said in Mishlei, V'varach Re'ehu b'kol gadol b'boker ashkem kola t'chashev lo. That if somebody who greets his friend in the morning in a loud voice, essentially, it's going to be considered a curse. Because what you've done is you've really caused him to be degraded. Because of the good, so to speak, you've done for him, you've actually brought about bad. And similarly, if somebody speaks negatively about another person in a joking fashion, lightheadedly, and he's not speaking from a place of hatred. This is what Shlomo said in Mishlei. It's like somebody who's shooting arrows and says, hey, I'm just joking, it's not a big deal, even though he's causing death. He's wreaking havoc with those arrows. And similarly, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara in a cunning fashion, in an underhanded fashion, and he's speaking innocently, he doesn't realize that this is Lashon Hara. Only once people start to protest, he says, oh, I didn't know that this is Lashon Hara. Or I didn't realize that this was somebody else's actions. For example, is if you say that I hate when people do something like this, and you don't particularly say anybody in specific is doing it, but everyone who's listening knows that there's a certain individual who does exactly what you're describing. So that too is avak lashon hara. Halacha hey, echad ha-misaper b'lashon hara b'fnei chaveiro o shelo b'fanav. Whether you speak this negative talk in the presence of the individual who's being spoken about, or not in his presence. Ha-misaper d'varim shegormim im nishmo ish mipi ish lahadze chaveiro b'gufo b'mono v'afilu hatzer lo olav chido harei zeh lashon hara. Or if you speak talk which isn't necessarily negative, but will lead to negative consequences for the individual you're speaking about, either that he'll be physically harmed or he'll lose out on some of his money, or you'll even just cause him pain, or you'll cause him to be afraid, that counts, that qualifies as Lashon Hara. However, if these matters were said in front of three people, Kfar Nishma Davar Venota, the Rambam tells us a fascinating heter, then, that the matter is considered well known at that point. And if one of the three listeners who had heard it initially said in front of all three of them, he goes and he repeats it another time, ain bo mishum lashon hara. That does not technically count as lashon hara. Fu shelo yiskavin lahavir hakol ugloso yoser. However, a very important caveat is that it's only true if you do not intend to spread the matter further and to have it be revealed further. If you do, then that does count as lashon hara. This is a heter which is found in the Gemara. The Rambam is interpreting it in accordance with his understanding. In fact, there are many different opinions in the Rishonim what exactly this heter of Apei Tlasa is. If I recall correctly, Rabbi Daniel Z. Feldman has in his remarkable work, False Facts and True Rumors, I think it's called. He has an explication of this in one of his chapters. He does a remarkable job of this remarkable heter, and I would strongly recommend anybody who's interested in learning more about Lashon Hara in a contemporary fashion as well to check out his book. Halacha Vav. All those people that have been listed so far about people who speak Lashon Hara, it is forbidden to dwell in their neighborhood. And of course, it goes without saying that it's forbidden to sit with them and listen to their words. The Rambam ends off his discussion of Lashon Hara by saying, "V'lo nechtum gzar din al boseinu b'midbar el Lashon Hara levad." And in fact, the sole reason why the decree was set against Klal Yisrael when they were in the Midbar was because of the terrible sin of Lashon Hara. If we recall, it was just Tisha B'Av, and we remember the sin of the Meraglim. They spoke negatively about the land, and the Lashon Hara that they said ended up leading for all of Klal Yisrael, that whole generation, to die out in the Midbar. Halacha Zayin. The Rambam now turns to a different lo sase. Hanoke mechabero, over below sase. Somebody who takes revenge from his fellow Jew has violated a negative command. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, lo sikom, you should not take revenge. V'afal pish eno loka love, and even though one does not receive lashes from Beis Din for doing this, de'arahi ad me'od, is a tremendously negative character trait to possess. El roi lo la'adam lios mavi amidosav, what's fitting for a person to do? He should let matters go. I'll call to bring a olam on all physical matters, mundane matters, matters that relate to this world. Shakol etam avinim divrei hevel va'avai, because anyone who truly recognizes that which is reality, sees that these fleeting ephemeral items are ultimately futile. And it's not worth taking revenge over them. This is a very, very fascinating formulation of the Rambam here, explaining that the reason why one shouldn't take revenge is because over futilities, over matters of this world, it's just not worth taking revenge over. An amazing explanation. And what it hints to is that under certain circumstances, revenge is actually a positive trait, and one is supposed to take revenge. We will see this, Mir Tashem, next week when we turn to the very end of Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Zion there. Keitzahi Anikima. The Rambam now describes what counts as taking revenge that one would unfortunately qualify for having violated this lo saseh. Amar lo chavero, hashileni kordumech. Amar lo, eni mashiocha. If you ask your friend to lend you his axe, and he says back to you, no, not interested. Lemachar, tzarech lishol mimenu. And then the next day, your friend needs to borrow something from you. Amar lo chavero, and your friend says to you, hashileni kordumech. Hey, do me a favor, lend me your axe. Amar lo, and you respond back to him, eni mashiocha, kederech shelo hishaltani, kishashalta mimcha. And you respond back to him, I am not going to lend you, just as you didn't lend me. So then, Harei Zendokim, such an individual has taken revenge. Ella, Kishayavo lo lishol, rather, what should you do? When your friend comes to borrow something, Yitain b'leiv shalem, you should give it wholeheartedly, v'lo yagmalo kasher gmalo. You shouldn't behave towards him as he had behaved towards you. V'chein kol kiyot beilu, and so too, in any similar situation, v'chein amar David b'deos v'atovos, and so, in fact, David praised his own positive characteristics by saying, Engmalti sholmi ra v'achaltza. David said, did I ever pay back to people who had done bad to me with bad? Of course not. David would not behave in that fashion, and neither should we. Halacha ches. V'chein kol anoter le'echan miyisrael over below sase. And similarly, somebody who holds a grudge against a member of Klal Yisrael has violated a negative command, a different negative command. Shneimar es pasuk says, v'lo zitor es b'nei amecha. Don't hold a grudge against your fellow Jew. Ketzad hi anatira, what qualifies as holding a grudge? Reuven shamar l'shimon, hasker li bayis zeh o shileni shor zeh, v'lo rata Shimon. Reuven asks Shimon, do me a favor, rent me out this house, or lend me this ox. And Shimon's not interested. Le'yomim ba Shimon l'Reuven. And then a few days later, Shimon comes to Reuven, l'shom imenu o l'shkor menu, to borrow something from him, or to rent something from him. V'amar lo Reuven, hey lecha, Reuven says back to him, here, you can take it. Hareini mashilcha. You can borrow it. I'll lend it to you. V'eini kamoscha, because I'm not like you. Lo ashalim l'cha kamasecha. I won't repay you as you had paid me. Somebody who acts in such a fashion has violated the negative command of holding a grudge. Rather, what should a person do? He should erase the matter from his heart. He shouldn't hold on to it. He shouldn't guard it. He shouldn't have a grudge. As long as you're holding on to this in your heart, you're allowing it to fester, you might come to take revenge. Fascinating as well, how the Rambam formulates it. That he views the sin of lo sitor as a protective measure from coming to do lo sikom. Therefore, because the Torah doesn't want us to come and violate the lo saseh of lo sikom, the Torah was insistent that we not even bear a grudge, we have to erase it entirely from our hearts. And through this proper perspective on life, of recognizing that the futilities of this world are not worth taking revenge over, not worth bearing a grudge over, we can properly build the ideal Torah society. And really, this is the conclusion for all of Hilchos Deos. If people properly align their characteristics towards that middle path and make sure to live in the way that Hashem wants us to be Dome LaHakadosh Baruch Hu's holy ways, V'alachta B'drachav, then together we can build a society which is utopian.